West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, based on documents provided by the Georgia Secretary of State's office, after 3 days of qualifying for the May 21st general primary election, all voters in Harrelson County will have at least three contested races to consider when they go to the polls this spring. So far, retired Bremen Police Officer Blaine Cochran will be on the ballot, challenging incumbent Chief Magistrate Jason Blackman. Harrelson County Chairman Ronnie Ridley facing a challenge from former Harrelson County Emergency Management Agency Director and Fire Chief Brian Walker. And Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams qualifies for re-election this week, where he will be challenged by Harrelson County Schools District Chief of Police John Daniel. The only other contested county-level race so far is for the District 3 seat on the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners, where retired educator Brian Barkley and septic contractor Eddie Ivey both qualified for the race this week. So far, Carroll County does not have more than one candidate for any of the countywide positions that are on the ballots in May so far, but there will be at least a couple of district races for voters. Former District 5 Commissioner Lee Powers, hoping to return to the Board of Commissioners in 2025. Insurance adjuster Mark Johnson also seeking that District 5 seat. And former Carroll County Schools Board member Dr. Bob Pinckney qualified to run for the third school board seat on Wednesday. He is challenging the incumbent Kerry Miller. Qualifying in both counties wraps up Friday at noon. A 29-year-old Tallapoosa man charged with aggravated assault is free from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $7,500 bond. Investigators determined that he used his vehicle to ram another at a local intersection. However, some of you may be empathetic to the suspect's intentions behind his alleged assault. Deputies were dispatched to the area of Stedman and Jacksonville Road, where they'd received numerous reports of a Ford Crown Victoria doing donuts on the Crossroads Baptist Church parking lot. Deputy John Henderson arrived to find the vehicle in question leaving the area, and he observed there was significant damage to the driver's side of the car and the driver's door. According to the report, the driver, 17-year-old Elijah Goolsby of Bremen, did admit that he was, quote, doing donuts in the church parking lot. He explained his car's damage by saying as his vehicle was leaving, a truck rammed his Ford at the intersection of Stedman Road and Crossroads Church Road. Deputy Henderson found the driver of the Dodge Ram in the church parking lot. He was identified as Cody Owens. Owens stated that he heard the Crown Vic doing donuts in the church parking lot, and he did not like what they were doing, so he got in his pickup truck, went to the church. Owens stated that the Crown Vic was trying to leave, so he rammed the vehicle in the intersection to try and hold them there for law enforcement. Owens admitted to Deputy Henderson that he knew he shouldn't have done that, and he knew it was wrong. Sheriff Stacy Williams this week said it would naturally bother any citizen that someone was disrespecting a church as well as a community by doing donuts and damaging church property, but the proper response here would be to call 911 and give them the tag number and a car description. He said, I don't believe that Mr. Owens intended to do harm, but unfortunately his actions have a very serious consequence. The driver of the Crown Victoria was arrested and charged with criminal trespass and reckless driving. Local legislators hoping to eliminate multiple interpretations of a local city's charter for future readers after an issue was brought to light and has become a topic of debate within the last couple of months. The clause in the Villarica City Charter that has produced more than one interpretation is found in the Code of Ethics and Prohibited Practices section and relates to the ineligibility of elected officials. It states, no former mayor and no former council member shall hold any compensated appointed office in the city until 1 year after the expiration of the term for which he or she was elected. District 71, State House Rep. Jay Collins, District 18, State Rep. Tyler Paul Smith, District 72, Rep. David Huddleston, and District 70, Rep. Lynn Smith are sponsoring House Bill 1449, which would provide a new charter for the city of Villarica so as to revise provisions regarding ineligibility of former elected officials to hold offices or employment or transact certain business within the city within a year of leaving office. While the bill was not presented by crossover day, the last day a bill can clear its originating chamber and move to the other chamber for consideration, Collins tells me that local legislation is not subject to crossover day. The Bremen Police Department a bit somber on Thursday as officers investigate the death of a 2-month-old infant. The initial report shows officers responded to the Quality Inn on Alabama Avenue around 1:50 this morning. Chief Keith Pesnell says officers attempted CPR. However, the baby was transported to Higgins General, where they were pronounced dead. The cause of death is under investigation. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.